Sigler, I'm Coach. We've got to check with Mr. Hayes.
How are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
All right. Good to see you.
Drink, what would you like?
Coffee, tea, or Coca-Cola, or what?
I'm okay. I really don't need it. I might have a little Coca-Cola there. I just walked 3 blocks, or that's me having. I need some tea, but I want to just walk day here. Never run the day. It's all not rough. Well, Tommy, what's up with the present time? You seen a lawyer here?
No, Stan, I'm here in this back row, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he came through back at the same time.
Stan's, you know, the guy that's been, my attorney. We met with your man here that we're supposed to talk to now instead of in lieu of Mitchell.
No, John Mitchell. I said John Mitchell, no, anything that we kept him appraised of anything that we were doing, right?
Oh, yes.
This is the first.
Czar?
Pardon?
Who'd you see, the Czar?
Garmin. I don't know, I'm Garmin. The
Czar,
Fred the Czar.
Oh, this is the fellow,
Billy.
The hell's his name?
He's my house, your counsel.
That's the Czar.
Buzzar.
Buzzar.
That's it.
Buzzar, yeah.
Dead face.
Yeah, nice fellow.
Yeah.
He did a great job for you with the DLWs, I guess, too.
Yeah, he's totally reliable. Thin fellow with a flat face.
And he's completely, you have all the knowledge for him, man.
Yeah. You can trust him.
Sure, trust me.
He's a conservative, keeps his counsel. That's totally trustworthy.
So any advice that I need to have as to what we should or shouldn't do, if you are to take his advice on?
Yes. And the other person, the only other person that you should talk to in this area is L.A. General. You know
him? I met him occasionally, but he wasn't there. But I'd like to be able to do that.
I'll tell him.
Maybe.
But General Hayes is, he just went to
him. Stan McKiernan, is a guy that's handled this.
I know. Al Hayes is my closest command now. He's going to be there. He's a general. He died before he ever got out, so he's talking about the greatest of confidence.
Well, what I have to do, I got prior to the campaign last time, we did come back and meet with Jr. I was supposed to meet with John Mitchell. Completely, I got it together with Stan here. I want to lay everything on the line, everything that might ever be pointed to, that Ed or myself, either one, and I were both in. So we put up a big black, it's a black book with all these different things that have happened, that anything that I want to share. That damn book, we still have, that has not come back. And,
what did you get out now?
John Dean? Well, I hope, no. Mitchell had us meet a group of people here, and supposedly it's in John Mitchell's name. I'm going to call a New York point. I thought I would talk to John there and ask him for, if he could find this thing, because it should, I hope they shred it. Because there's nothing in it, nothing wrong with it. But they could, why they could make such a clean call and head over in the center.
Well, why don't you check first to see if Mr. Sigler can go?
Yes, sir.
So I don't want to go if the others can go.
Just a bit.
Unless Sigler can go, I'm not going to go on.
All right.
Well, Don, what comes up with that? Don't worry about it.
Well, there's nothing. If it comes up,
nothing.
Should I worry about it? Anyhow, I want to tell you that as far as we're concerned out there, we're back the whole way on this damn thing. And,
sure.
This is a bunch of shit. You're going to come out stronger. Real frankly, I think Watergate is probably a good thing to have happened.
Yeah.
I'm having people say this.
Yeah.
That maybe this gets things off and open now that safeguards the built so it never had to be like this. And also the fact that
it was such a crappy thing to have many people hurt on such a lousy thing.
It's a stupid old thing.
Anybody should have been fired. I'd have fired the whole staff if I ever heard her trying to get the Democratic National Committee to fire somebody else's dinner.
Yeah.
Huh? Are you, you would still have married, aren't you?
Good.
Well, he's a great guy. He's been in power strength.
Bill is in Europe right now.
Young Bill.
Young Bill. Senior is a great guy.
He's the one,
You
he's gonna be hungry. By the City of Hope, out in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes.
You know, for a big dinner. It'll be in our new hotel. We've got one thing to do with our hotel in Los Angeles,
right?
You know, it would be a great thing. It'd mean a hell of a lot. He never asked me to do this, I know. But if you were to, it's gonna be in September, sometime in September. They're gonna have their own thing, you know, they're,
yeah.
It's not gonna be a big grand. Very lovely ground people invite him. But if you could come out, or at least
I couldn't come. I could just sit out back here, then I will have been.
You were been out there.
You're in August.
In August, I couldn't come out in July. I'll be there in a couple of weeks, for a couple of weeks in August, but then I gotta be back here for Japanese are coming, and I have to go to Europe and everything. So September and October for the visit back. Be sure the word comes into Rose, so we can get a nice message. If I,
well, I'll see to Rose. Get Rose give a nice.
Oh, we give him.
I have sent it back.
I have sent. He's been such a really wonderful man for all of us, you know, and he's so kind. Anyways,
well, listen, when you get out there, July, what I would appreciate if you ever could work out is when you're taking on those afternoon drives, come by the house up there.
I'll do that.
It's clear to me, and I follow up to clear to me, and take the heat off. I heard people say, well, isn't it better than ever to see you?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
I said, well, Christ is busy, you know, it doesn't want me in the least.
But when I drive, I use the basic, I don't stop, or I have to announce it to the press.
I don't know, I don't know about that.
We'll see, never.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I want to know when I went with him.
All right,
what is the situation? The economic people trade department. You have nothing in the market. It's great, so I want to know. I'm going to be clear as of right now. I'll be over there. Hey, it's not simply from the U.S. government. Yes, sir.
Well,
I would be
probably
able
to. No, we just put it in. Clearly,
I
don't
know that. I'll stop by. Back, I was trying to go last time, but actually we had a police driving me, and the older guy driving me didn't know how to get there. And we were in our name, we were up in Laguna or some kind of place.
Do you live in Laguna?
No, we're in Newport Beach. No, we didn't get that far. That one didn't go that far.
Well,
I'll tell you what,
let me know
how
I'll pay.
I want you to pick you up and drive you up.
So,
no, it's better to, today, I am going to the Secret Service.
Yeah.
We used to have stroke or something. So I'll tell you what you do. If you would leave with the Secret Service and directions when you get there as to how to get to your place, and then what we'll do, we'll take a drive not inform the press.
Now, I don't have mine in the press knowing that.
No, no.
What I mean is, we'll tell the press afterwards we're there. But if you announce it in advance, the snickers are there, and you have a crowd butter up your driveway and everything, and that's what I've never done.
I don't know if you
You can have it every
time. But we can do it.
How's Eddie doing?
Eddie's pretty good. Ed, of course, we're going through this situation, but he's going to have to get on the foundation payroll. Not payroll, but he was on
side. So,
the deal is some damn guys in the press up in Seattle were trying to make an issue. This guy was delving into this, trying to find where Eddie was on the payroll, you know, on the retainer. And he didn't find him. I think,
what difference does it make?
What the hell is my job? Anything wrong with this? But I'm bringing this up because it was made an issue. Ed was upset now because I guess he had a meeting with Firestone and with Finch.
They want him off.
And they feel that under the circumstances that he should get off of it. I think that's the end of this next month, in July. And then he'll go to Whittier College for a couple of months to wrap up
the oral history program, then he's through. So what we've done, this is something that I'm just telling you off record here, but that's the problem. I'm going to get, Ed and I are going to get involved in an export-import situation. Some will be Japanese, some in Taiwan, some in Korea possibly, maybe some other countries. This Japanese firm, TN, will make the finest of equipment here for, in fact, they want to give you a set, you probably need everyone anyhow. They have the finest new equipment for, you know, record record players and the tape recorders, you know, for music. They're doing 20 million last year in the United States. They're really manufactured.
I'm sorry, I'm about the wrong question.
This year we'll do 30 in the United States. They're going to come to the United States, build their plant here, and manufacture here, performing into a company. American Japanese company going public with it here. And they invited me to become director of that company. I talked to your man this morning and said, so no problem that they sell nothing to the government. Anything we do, we not to do anything. So
which
not
any will have roads, calls, etc. Darn, I have to be on the secret for the general agent. All right, so kind of I have to take anything I have to go to the mountain square. Children's name, just have roads or somebody or call over there, so she fired herself, I think. Mark's gonna be just gone. Had a choice, I think, not Philadelphia's happening. Yeah, I know that I know the secret.
Yeah, we were just on that treatment trip that you were in, Virginia. And that's a beautiful reception over there in Korea, South Korea. We had dinner at the, this week, didn't arrange this at all, but the President Park heard we were coming there. And he asked the Prime Minister to have us to dinner at his home. So we had a beautiful spread, you know, 20 people every day. A nice dinner, and he gave us, she gave him, it was a beautiful jewelry that she had designed, gave me two beautiful soft gold, liqueur cups. And we had some very good meetings in Seoul. We're going to have a hotel in Seoul this week, and I was on vacation. But at the same time, we're looking at hotel sites. We had found a beautiful site there. We met a Mr. Park, who was the largest importer of cotton, over 60 million last year in the United States. This year, he'll buy 100 million. He had the largest textile mill in the world in Korea, South Korea. A wonderful fellow. Now, what I would like to do sometime, because I've never met a nicer man, is sometime invite him to the White House. Here's a man that's a pro American, so strong. Dr. Choi, that lives here, is an MD, lives in Washington, D.C. He should be invited with him because he's a good friend of Mr. Marion Sr. Choi is Dr. Choi. And these Koreans, I'll tell you, are friends.
All Choi.
And the South Koreans are particularly these people. This man is pro-America, so strong. He just went out the other year and he was our host.
Anyhow, tell me
found something nice in the
drink. So that was
20.
Hold on.
County's still down there in Costa Rica, I'm worried about. That's what the hell that little park's doing, Vesco has got him still, but I tried to get him, to leave Vesco.
Embarrassing.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I can't do about it, I'm out of it, Dick.
I tried to tell him, Stan tried to tell him at the inauguration, we all tried to work on him, and,
Well, he claimed that Vesco has done no harm, and that Vesco is still, these investments are still good, and he has not taken the Iowa's investors. Maybe there's something to it, I don't know, hoping for it.
No, this is, when Vesco took on that Iowa's, the Iowa's was this damn mess, I mean, it already drained everything by our knowledge, reading. She's fine, two twins, one of them just had the flu in the hospital, she's gone off.
She has two twins?
She had one set of twins and a little boy.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think the other was. My goodness, that's a lot.
The younger, one of the twins just got out of the hospital, had pneumonia in the hospital for 4 days. Fortunately, she died. Manufacturing there. He's asked me, I checked this morning with your man here. He said that he saw no problem with this. This group want me and want Ted to become a part of that company to help promote the product. It's a tremendous product. It's used in every new high-rise building today, both metal and cement. And from this, this will be the impetus of starting this group of companies.
I got it.
Oh, sure. How about this door?
Sure.